This is Twit.
So, Andy, lay it on me. I use an Apple Watch every day, and I didn't really lean forward in my seat too much with the watchOS announcements, but you apparently did. So tell me, what was so interesting about watchOS 4 for you?
The move from its refinement as, hey, it started off as an iPhone for your wrist. It's like, I don't want an iPhone on my wrist. I want like a handy set of features that are relevant to this. And they've made the application switching a lot simpler. I still feel as though even a number of iterations later, I just want to go back to the app I was just using before I had to swipe away from it to get to that one task I wanted to do before getting back to the clock. Now it really seems simple as swipe one way. Here's the thing that you wanted to get to, swipe back, and now you've got a wristwatch again. I really love the idea of just as simple and obvious as let's make the music app kick butt. Now that we know that people love this as a fitness watch, let's make it a pleasant experience to play music on this thing. So it's not just grudgingly, we will give you, if we must, one playlist, and you're so lucky we're letting you have a playlist. I mean, it's such a stupid idea. You're such children sometimes, but okay, fine, we'll let you have a playlist. And now it's like, no, if you want multiple playlists, great, have multiple playlists. Hey, how about automatic playlists about like recent music? We will let that you do that too. How about you have a couple of favorite albums that are not playlists, but they're albums you like? Great, put that on the watch as well. How about you have a playlist that you like to listen to while you work out, and different playlists for different types of workouts? It's not that I technically do a lot of, you know, like CrossFit training with this thing on my wrist. I am a more deliberate constitutional walk sort of exerciser. But the idea of why is it making it so hard to do something that's such a natural fit, especially it's 93 degrees here in New England right now. I took my walk and I didn't even necessarily want to take my phone with me because my phone is like the big screen one. But because I've got the AirPods, which work so well alone with the watch, and now because I have like my one favorite playlist on here, I haven't upgraded to the beta yet. It's just such a natural thing to do. I think that everything that they do to make this more of a standalone device, where, hey, if you have your iPhone in your pocket, it'll be even better. But even just as a standalone device, that's even just competing with the best Fitbit, the best Garmin watch out there, it will kick that thing's butt. Even if you don't necessarily have access to a watch, that's what's going to lead this device into the next level of utility. When they say that this has to be good in and of itself, it has to be good to someone who doesn't care about phone apps. It just has to be good. It has to develop its own identity. And to me, what I was seeing in iOS 11 and the new version of watchOS, I'm seeing that kind of new range of thought, just saying, let's pretend that this is, let's raise the pirate flag over the watchOS building and say that we don't care about you people who are doing iPhones. We don't care about you people who are doing iOS. We will do things that make your device irrelevant if we have to, because we are watch people. Fear us, because we have dragons.
It also lays the groundwork for a future bit of watch hardware that is inevitable, whether it comes this year or next year or in some future year, that is more independent and has some cellular connectivity in it. So you can completely leave the iPhone at home without worrying about missing a call. And you've got to have the software to support it. You can't say, you can go for a run, but we can't bring any music with you, so sorry about that. It needs to get more self-sufficient.
This is a column on my to-do list, so I'll make this really, really short. I really think that the way to really elevate this watch is to make it as self-contained as possible, so that not only does it make it a better, unique experience, but also so that, guess what? Got an Android phone? We don't care. Use it. You want to sync it to an iPad? We don't care. Use it. Just write one simple companion app that doesn't assume that I want to be able to share apps between these two devices. Just sell this to people who've got $250 for a really cool watch, because this is a really cool watch in and of itself, and B or two want to spend $250 on a truly premium fitness watch that is eminently practical and attractive. I think that that's what it's. I think the Apple Watch is in Earth orbit. It needs to light off that booster that will send it into lunar orbit. And I think that making it into an independent device that says, if you bring it within Wi-Fi contact of a trusted device that will offload your fitness data, that's good. We don't care. That's how you'll get your updates. We're good with that. That's what Apple needs to do with this. I'd be so excited if Apple moved in that direction.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. In a future column, Andy Iannacco predicts that the Apple Watch is going into space.
Damn, I should have held that back.
That's all right.
My social media game is totally not on point.